We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. Valentine's Day is just a couple of days away, and for many that means one thing and one thing only. Candy. The annual Love Fest has become a celebration of all things sweet, whether it's a piece of chocolate cake at the end of a romantic night or the anticipation of half-price candy the following day.
For its February issue, Milwaukee Magazine has created a list of local treats to enjoy this Valentine's Day, or any day for that matter. Ann Christensen is the dining critic for Milwaukee Magazine, and she joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about how she made her selections.
Every dining critic has their own subjective tastes for sweets, for anything. But at the same time, I'm always looking for or thinking about the other kind of diner, someone who doesn't have the same taste as I do. You know, for instance, when I say I love chocolate, not everybody loves chocolate, even though Valentine's Day is synonymous with chocolates. So when I was putting together this roundup of really great treats to give to your, you know, significant other or to buy for yourself, I always have to think about the mix, you know? And it's all stuff that I think is great, things that I stand behind. I think they're awesome. It's delicious, the texture, the flavor, it's satisfying. But I also just want to think about a good mix of things. If you don't necessarily like lemon or you don't like, fruit desserts or you don't like chocolate, you find something here, though, that you do like.
And you do have a good mix of different foods. You have, some kind of old standards, things that are kind of comforting sweet foods. And then you have some things that, at least for me, are a little bit, you know, more unusual. One of the things that really stuck out to me in the layout was this, you're calling it pear perfection, but it's the little pear surrounded by pastry.
It's a frangipane, sort of a almond tart. So it's sort of a custardy cake that has kind of a light syrupy topping, and it has a sort of a fresh pear in the center of it. But it's from one of my favorite bakeries in town, which is called Amaranth. And it's right around, I want to say, like 33rd and Lisbon. And it is just, it's almost the perfect size for you to share with somebody, too. And I also just think it's somewhat unique. I don't know anybody else who does a pastry like this. And, you know, why not, you know, buy something like that that's really special for Valentine's Day for yourself, again, or for someone that you love. And, you know, not your average, like, run-of-the-mill sweet, something different. Plus, it gets you, if you haven't been to Amaranth, it gets you out there and to try it and maybe try some other things there. That's always my other, like, method of, you know, the thing that I'm thinking about at the same time. It's like, oh, how can I get people to try this place and kind of go a little bit, a step farther, maybe find something else there that they find interesting?
I was about to say, when I looked at the pear tart, I was like, I wonder what that's from. Like, does Amaranth have a particular kind of pastry that they do, or do they do just a wide array of things?
They do a lot of different things. They do a lot of really great cookies. They do breads, sweet breads. They do pastries. They have something called a Queen Amande, which is, it's a French pastry that is like pure butter. It's just flaky. It's, to me, if you like croissant, you know, it's not like that, but it goes like the sweet, buttery five steps further than that. So they do a lot of different things, and there's a little bit, I guess a little bit of a French edge to what they do. And then they do like little rugelach, which is a Jewish pastry. Again, they have all these different, really different things that I think are really fun. So, yeah, they have a great mix of things. I just happen to really love this tart. It's also somewhat, when you think of like pear desserts, that's kind of a wintry thing, too. And we're still in winter. So,
yeah, we're definitely still in winter.
Yeah.
Well, on the idea of French pastries, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that Le Rêve Pâtisserie, their Le Rêve Pâtisserie, I should say that.
Wow, you have a great accent.
I speak poor French.
Okay, well, you were trying. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Better than me.
They have a citron tart.
Yes.
That is also highlighted here. I love these kinds of pastries where they have, you know, the impossibly beautiful fruit on top and that lovely meringue.
Yeah. I am a sucker for lemon. So I had to put lemon in here because I love a lemon custard tart. If you like lemon meringue pie, you kind of know what I'm talking about. But this has sort of like a, it has a pastry on the bottom, and then it has that that custardy, almost like a lemon curd type of filling. And then they do that meringue on top that's toasted. And it's just such a wonderful balance of a little bit of crispiness, that texture of the custard, and then the fluffiness of the meringue on top, which is a little bit toasted at the same time. To me, that's like that's just a perfect fruit dessert.
It sounds delicious, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And if you were to go into Le Rêve, you would just look at the case and be mesmerized by all the different pastries they do there, because this is just one of like dozens of things that they do that are all just exquisitely beautiful and wonderful. The flavor and the texture are just really wonderful.
Which sounds, you know, quintessentially French. Right?
Yes, yes. And that's another great place. And again, this photo is beautiful. You see the fresh fruit on top of the meringue. What's not to love about that? It almost looks like spring when you look at it. But if you go in there, they have these other incredible desserts, and you might be kind of pulled in that direction or to get something in addition to this, you know?
So, yeah. So a couple of really standard kind of comfort sweets, I would call them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chocolate bar from Indulgence mm-hmm. Chocolate. What makes them unique? You know, I hear about them all the time, and I haven't actually had Indulgence Chocolate.
They do a lot of bars that have various or different flavors in them. You know, they've got a chocolate bar that actually has curry in it. They have, like, malted flavors. There's a tea flavor, different reishi teas. So they do a lot of, like, infusing, you know, chocolates that are infused with different flavors. What I like about this particular bar is if you like a bittersweet chocolate bar that's just not too bitter, I have to say I do love really bitter chocolate. This one is not as bitter as they come. This is only 54%. But it gives you enough of that bitterness, not too sweet like a milk chocolate. It's also vegan. So it doesn't have any dairy in it, too. But it's really creamy. So it's a really satisfying kind of, if you're thinking of chocolate as kind of healthy, you know, there's a lot of these health benefits to dark chocolate. It's kind of perfect.
And this is called dark chocolate and sea salt. Is that?
Yes. Which is, I was about to mention, that's another, to me, a little bit of sea salt on dark chocolate is wonderful. It just adds a little bit of balance to that sweetness. And, you know, I start thinking about, when did someone decide to start putting a little bit of salt on chocolate? Because that was brilliant. I love a little bit of salt on chocolate chip cookies, too.
I was about to say, my mom used to do that. Or she would use salted butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to bring that content up a little, yeah.
Well, and on the idea of cookies, you also highlight what have to be huge cookies. I mean, they're completely filling this plate, ironically from a place called Small Pie.
Yeah, that's actually, I hadn't even thought about that. But they're giant. And if you are a true chocoholic, you need to try this chocolate cookie. I've tried a lot of chocolate cookies, you know, and been like, oh, yeah, you know, the flourless ones, those are okay. You know, ones that are just chocolate chip. This one is over the top chocolate. It is just decadent. But it is not a cookie that I myself have ever been able to finish in. I mean, like, you are going to be breaking off pieces of this for a couple days, I think, or sharing it with someone. But it is just the perfect, if you love chocolate and there's not such a thing as too much chocolate for you, this cookie is it. And yes, it's available at Small Pie. I've also, Small Pie is actually a little kind of an outpost subsidiary of Honey Pie Bakery, which is in Bayview. They're both in Bayview. And Honey Pie does a lot of wholesale baked goods as well. So if you know the Cafe Alderaan,
yeah,
which is on Water Street, kind of near Pleasant, they often will have these chocolate cookies as well.
So if you're looking for a big cookie.
A big cookie. A really big chocolate cookie. This is it.
Of course, this whole list highlights local places.
Yeah.
But one place that is not just local, but is an old local, a Wisconsin, you know, standard, is Burke Candies.
Yeah. If you have not discovered Burke, that's another really interesting little, I mean, when I say another, there's a few really interesting little candy makers in town that have been around a long time. There's everything from Freezes in West Dallas, Kara's Candy Kitchen, which is in the Public Market, and then there's Burke, which is in River West. In a really, you wouldn't, it's kind of a little, it's sort of the north end of River West, close to Humboldt, And there's a bunch of little businesses in this little area, and you don't really know that it's there unless you're going out of your way to find it. And that's where they make their chocolates, and that's where they have their little shop as well. And they just have wonderful English toffee there. It is one of their staple candies that they do. And if you like toffee, and I know it's not everybody loves toffee. They're like, oh, it gets stuck in my teeth. I don't really like that. But I have to say, when I was growing up, and my grandmother would get those Whitman samplers, you know, sometimes you didn't know what was what. But as kids, we knew the shape of the toffees. We knew the chocolate covered toffee. Everybody went for those first. And so that's always been kind of one of my, like a Heath bar, always been one of my favorites. And there's different ways that you can get toffee there with nuts covered in chocolate. It's so buttery, and it really, their toffee doesn't really get stuck in your teeth. It's lighter. It isn't so, like, shard-like. It's not so hard that it gets stuck in your teeth and you're like, trying to get that out. It's perfect if you love toffee.
I'm a huge toffee
And you should love
fan.
Toffee,
yeah.
In my opinion. So,
but I get the sharp thing. But when you find a really good buttery toffee, I mean, that's a place to keep in mind.
Yes, absolutely.
So the last thing that we haven't talked about is this lavender cake. Is it called Lavender Dream or is that...
No, that was just a little tagline I gave it. I think it's just a lavender white cake. And the interesting thing about it, you know, you see so many cakes in town that are, again, chocolate. Chocolate is so popular. Or red velvet, you know, you see cakes like that. But you don't see a lot of white cakes. That's kind of unusual. And you certainly don't see many that have lavender as the predominant flavor in it.
Lavender's hard.
It
any
is.
Of those floral flavors, they can very quickly become kind of perfumey, kind
yes.
of soapy. What helps
overwhelming.
The lavender in this?
It's just subtle. It's subtle, but it's there. And I think partly because the cake itself is a vanilla white cake, it's not competing with anything else. So that's really the only other flavor that you've got in there. Plus, the cake itself is just so kind of beautifully tender. Obviously, when you have a cake, you don't want a dry cake. But this just has a perfect texture. The buttercream is kind of perfect. I mean, there's not too much of it. There's not too little of it. It's a multi-layer cake, so you're getting some more buttercream in the center of the cake and then on the top and on the sides. Just perfect balance if you don't like too sweet, but you want something that's sweet. And again, the lavender kind of is infused through it without having that overly floral flavor to it. You're right, though. Lavender is really tricky.
Lavender, rose.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. And this one is made by the Cake Lady, which is a Bayview bakery. You can find this cake at the Anodyne location, at various Anodyne locations, but for sure the one at Milwaukee Public Market. And if you're, you know, going in the afternoon, you want to give yourself a little bit of a treat. It's just a beautiful, the way they slice, it's a really beautiful cake, too.
You can see all the layers. It's lovely in the layout.
Yeah. Here. Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah.
So speaking of the layout, you know, we have six different options here, but I know in radio we always call it, you know, we call it a terrible thing, killing your puppies or killing, you know, when you have to remove the things that you really wanted to keep in.
Oh, because it didn't fit. Yeah,
because it didn't fit in the layout or it didn't, in our case, fit for time. Was there anything that was a really close contender that you went, oh, I wish I could have gotten it in?
Yeah, there actually was. And that is absolutely describes my world, too.
Yeah.
I had actually a couple of things. One of them was the cheesecake from Sima's, which is a bakery out in Wauwatosa, or Sima's. I think I always mispronounce it. You know, I'm of two minds about cheesecake. My very favorite cheesecake is like a New York-style cheesecake, which is very hard to get here. It's very dense. I don't feel like I need a lot of, you know, toppings on it. But I really like Sima's version of cheesecake, which is very light, and it often has like a raspberry filling. Sometimes it's combined with a layer of cake, like a yellow cake, and then it has like a chocolate ganache on it. So it really is like more than cheesecake oftentimes, but it's really wonderful. And the nice thing about it when you go to the bakery is you can actually get kind of little versions of it. So you don't have to buy an entire cheesecake. But that was one of the ones that I wanted to have in here because I kind of felt like cheesecake was, I don't know, I felt like I wanted cheesecake in here. But it didn't fit. So, you know, what can you do?
It happens.
Next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and telling us all about the great sweet things in Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. No, happy Valentine's Day.
You as well.
Thanks.
Anne Christensen is the dining critic for Milwaukee Magazine. She spoke with Joy Powers. You can find Christensen's article on sweet treats for this Valentine's Day in the February issue of the magazine.